after the Steelers game. He gave up the two big plays.
That's right. And we gave up an 80-yard fluke play against the Titans, you know, that kind of allowed them to actually get back in that ball game. So, look, those things can occur. They're not occurring like they once did around here. We're doing some good things. We're looking to do them more and more consistently, where that becomes what we expect each week. But listen, it's you know, week to week, you've got to work at it. You've got to prepare. You've got to dial in your opponent. You've got to know exactly what their tendencies are. You've got to, I mean, all the work that goes into it. That's what gives you a chance to do it. The thing that I've been talking about, trying to impress upon those that are listening, is that we are doing that part of it. That gives you a chance. If you stop doing that, if you don't stay together, if you don't keep preparing your tail off, if you don't keep paying the price in the weight room and out in practice field and reps and zeroing in on your preparation, then you can't have those kind of nights. So we are doing that as a football team. That's why we are improving, and we expect to play even better football as we go forward.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. We take this break, come back with more with the head coach after this on Jaguars Radio. Well, season ticket holders get paid at the pump when you buy 10 gallons or more of Gate gasoline. Show your Jaguars reward card and the receipt to the cashier. They'll hand you a coupon for $2 in Jag Bucks. Redeemable for game day concessions and merchandise here at Everbank Field. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Go back to the phone lines, and let's start with Josh. Well, hold on. Let's go back to Josh. There's Josh in Arlington. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Basically, I just wanted to talk about, you know, the choice to run the Wildcat a couple of times with Jones-Drew last night. I thought it was nice to see some ingenuity out of the offensive play calling, but I mean, why would we run that on a 3rd and 3? I mean, does anyone really think Jones-Drew is going to pass the ball?
So, you liked it or you didn't like it?
Well, I didn't like it. I felt like we kind of telegraphed exactly what we were going to do, and
like it was telegraphed on 4th and 2 when we went down to about the 3-yard line. With about a
I'm pretty sure it was the second half, and we ran the Wildcat, and it was either 3rd and 3 or a 4th and 3 or something.
It was the final drive.
Yeah, there was a 4th and 2 when we went for it.
Yeah, in the first quarter that set up the 1st and goal 3-yard line.
And we end up fumbling, but we took that Wildcat play. I think we ripped off 12 yards or something like that.
That was a great run. Yeah,
got down in there. So, you know, you like it when it's good. You don't like it when it doesn't work. I know, believe me, I know exactly what you're saying.
A good play is one that works, and a bad one is the Josh, it was it. The Wildcat was one of the plays that's been highlighted all day on ESPN. 4th and 2, going for it in the red zone. So,
most people saying just take the field goal.
We debated it. Should you take the points here? Yeah. And I said they're not gonna.
Of course, I won't hear that question today. I'm not hearing that one now from Josh. I'm hearing about the 3rd and 3 later.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Yeah. You like the ones that work. Hey, I do too.
It's a tough job. 355-NFL, 1-800-355-63. I honestly did not think we'd hear a complaint about the Wildcat. I thought perhaps he was calling to say, hey, Coach, I loved it. You know how people are. They love all that crazy stuff.
We'll take it all. Bring a complaint or two, too. That keeps the show spicy.
Here's Steve on the south side. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hey, congratulations on the win. Especially Monday night. I mean, a lot of us are transplants, and you catch a hard time if it's a bad performance on Monday night, and I just thought it was a dominating defensive performance. And I have a strategy question on defense.
Okay.
It seems like, I mean, that is a dominating defense when we're playing man-to-man. Rasheen is so much better in the man-to-man zone. I'm just wondering, why don't we just play man-to-man all the time? Because that was great defense last night, and I think it would work better.
Well, I think you, Steve, you might have hit on something. I think we actually had our starting right cornerback last night, Derek Cox. He's been out for a number of games and returned at full strength last night, and so we were able to play a little more man-to-man. And when we played it well. Rasheen in particular, they tried him early in the game on several man-to-man situations, and he defended his receiver beautifully and got us off the field on 3rd down. And
he was energetic last night.
Played well. Yeah, he played well. So, Derek Cox down the field was tried and was in perfect position. And so you saw some examples of you have your other starting right corner, and so you can do some of those things. And while we were playing with our backup, you know, Will Middleton starting, you know, in place of Derek Cox, we held up and did what we could do to limit people. We just maybe weren't quite as, you know, as able to do some of those things. So,
by the way, how nice was it to have your horses back on special teams last night?
Montel and Kazim.
Oh, yeah. And Harris did a great job punting that ball, putting it down inside the one-yard line. But to have those guys get down there and make those plays.
We had them back, which is great. And then we had guys like Will Middleton back playing the position like they're supposed to as backups. And Russell Allen instead of, you know, because Clint Session was back. So we were healthier last night than we've been in a while. And I think you saw it in special teams and defense.
When you play against a team like the Ravens, and last night is a great example, you got to bring it physically. It's as physical a game as you could ask for. Does that beat a team up? I mean, does that give you a sore week where you got to go a little bit lighter on the practice field? Or
I mean, you've got to ask the teams that we play each week.
I love it. I knew that was where you were going. Hey, that's what we talked about. You know, Steelers, Jaguars, Ravens. You know, we talked about that a lot. You come in, you play these guys, you walk out a little sore.
Yeah.
You know?
When you play the Jaguars, you're going to be a little sore. And there's no question when two teams go at it, they're sore today, so are
you
we.
Bet.
That's
so
part of it.
How healthy are you today?
Healthier than we were, you know, several weeks back. So we're getting better.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're as healthy as you were last night, people are going to be excited to watch this defense play. 3-5-5.
Our football team play.
He was talking about defense. That's why I went there. 3-5-5-NFL-1, 800-355-6351. We take a break, come back. Phone lines are stacked for the head coach tonight. You can join us here on the Jaguars Radio Network. Real fans are ready for the road. Introducing Everbank's Takeoff to Atlanta sweepstakes. Two lucky fans will win a trip to watch Jacksonville play Atlanta on December 15th. The prize includes game tickets, round-trip airfare, ground transportation, and accommodations at the team hotel. So get off the sidelines and be there for this nationally televised Thursday night battle. To enter and for official rules, visit Facebook.com/EverbankField today. Sweepstakes ends November 18th. No purchase necessary. FDIC insured. Equal housing lender.
Here's another 90-ism with Natty Light. Today's word is natisfaction.
Natisfaction, the state of contentment one experiences when the Natty Light hits your lips, as in celebrating his yard dart victory with a fresh 12-ounce trophy. Roy felt pure natisfaction.
That's today's Nattyism with Natty Light. Natty Light, now you're talking.
Please drink responsibly. Natural Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. One world, one voice. Yo, even those days I don't feel like getting up. Even those days when I feel like giving up. Then I realize that I touched a couple lives of the people of the world. And I know I gotta live it up. I'll refresh the world to be somebody. Cut these hoods, man, they need somebody. All they need is one. I could be this one. Our hearts could be this one. And we can be as one.
Refresh the world, I can be somebody.
Yeah, show the world I can be somebody. Refreshing the world, refreshing the world.
Uh-huh.
If you refresh the world and become somebody.
The Pepsi Refresh Project is giving away millions in grants to refresh communities across America. So choose Pepsi, because every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Come on, everybody. Woo! Yeah. Everybody around the world. Find someone you love. Tell them, make a new world. Refresh the world and let's make a new world.
Welcome back. Jack Del Rio show continues along. Jaguars 2-5. And you know, look, I mean, you're even keeled. You've got a game to get ready for. But for all of you fans who are out there listening for just a moment, 2-5. 1-0 in the division, at the Texans with a chance to pull within a game of the division lead. You can build some momentum here heading into the bye week. And, you know, last week people said, just a win. Just get a win.
Yeah, now here you have it's still get a win.
Right.
Just get the next win.
But it's amazing how things can turn in the National Football League if you just find a way to grab a win here and there. Right?
It's a week-to-week business.
Yeah, you bet. Look at John Harbaugh's. 355-NFL-1. Let's grab Will in Atlantic Beach up next. Hello, Will. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Will. Good evening.
Good evening. I was just curious, what do we do in practice this week to kind of blunt some of the stop some of the mistakes that blunted the momentum for Blaine Gabbert, like the fumble on the one in the first quarter, I think was huge. We had some drop passes. And then the second question is, how do we get the ball to Mercedes Lewis a little more? I feel like he's a good receiver, a big target, and, you know, he could always help in third down situations and things.
No question. He's a big target for us. You know, coming off a dominant year last year, and we're working hard to try and get him untracked. He's been targeted quite a bit, and it's not fresh in my mind how many times he was targeted in this game, but he was targeted. Will remain a focal point of our offense, and we know he's a big, strong, athletic guy that is a big target and good hands and strong after the catch. So we're going to continue to look for him. In terms of limiting mistakes, that's what it's all about. It's playing, taking care of the little things, and being efficient, and not beating yourself, and making plays. And so, you know, fumbles, uncharacteristic. Obviously, that's something we can't see and don't want to see, and we'll work hard on that to be high and tight with the backs, all protecting the football. I think one thing that was done well this week is that Blaine did not turn the ball over, and against the Ravens, you know, with Ed Reed back there, and they're very opportunistic. That was something that was, you know, number one on our board in terms of must get done was don't turn it over. And so, you know, Blaine did not throw interceptions, and that was a big part of it.
Mercedes Lewis was targeted, according to the stat sheet from the stat book, was targeted three times.
Three times.
The most targeted receiver last night was Jason Hill, who, you know, was very energetic. Mm-hmm. He had four catches for 62 yards, was playing inside as well as down the sidelines, and, I mean, looked like there was a spark for him.
Yeah, did a nice job. And I think last week Mercedes was targeted eight or nine times, and we only hit on two of them. So, you know, we'll keep looking for it. And, you know, the more we convert on third down, I think both offenses had trouble converting on third downs last night. And the more you convert, the more you possess the ball, and the more opportunities you get to run it and throw it.
And there were only four third down conversions out of, I think, 27 attempts, so combined for both teams. That's two great defenses, you know, creating opportunities for themselves. 355-NFL-1, let's grab Lita in Mandarin next on the Jack Del Rio Show. Lita, thanks for holding. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you all doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, Lita.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I really, really had such a great time watching the game last night. I want to remind you of something that you said on your Jack Del Rio Show, and that's when I knew you were serious about your defense. You said you would kiss, I should say, a Texans' rear end.
That ain't going away. You better have a top-10 defense, please, for both of our sake. Have a top-10 defense. They're sixth this week, Lita, so I am not sweating at all.
I did say that. In fact, we were talking about that earlier. I think I reiterated that.
Yes, and I...
We are all hoping for that.
Going to be good on defense. No, but I really love the Jags, believe in the Jags, and I just had this gut feeling you were going to win last night. So, again, congratulations, and just keep praying for offense to get going as well.
Well, appreciate it. We appreciate your support. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right, one more before our next break, and we'll go to John in Green Cove Springs. And we have how embarrassed am I all of a sudden, 38 minutes into the show? We haven't even mentioned Josh Scobie tying an NFL record with three field goals of greater than 50 yards in a single game. Congratulations to him. And, John, we'll let you lead off with a thought on him.
Yeah, that's the whole thing I was going to bring up. I was going to say, how many quarterbacks could throw a pass 50 yards or anything like that? This guy has been unbelievable. I mean, there isn't anybody that, you know, when you say, how many kicks can you make over 40 yards or longer, and what is your going to be your percentage? This guy has hit them all. He's hit them all, Coach.
Yeah, he's been very good, John. Appreciate you calling tonight. Josh, last night came up huge, none bigger than the last one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where I'm sitting here saying, okay, which way are we going here, guys? Okay, we can go for it.
Right.
All right, and go up by five and make them have to drive for a touchdown. Or if there's a miss or a block, then all of a sudden they're getting the ball right there with just a little ways to go to go ahead. And so it was you know, a question of, and we just all ultimately decided to go for it and let's play to win and let's put it in Josh's on his foot. And obviously he delivered you know, a game winning kick for us, and then, you know, defense goes out and closes the deal with an interception. So we played it to win. We stayed aggressive throughout. We were aggressive all night. You know, went for it early on the fourth down, and our mindset was to go in there to win the game, and so we were able to get that done and send our fans home happy.
You know, just to put it in perspective, 50 yards is a long way away from those goalposts, which aren't as wide as they seem. And he has converted in his career now 65% of his from 50 yards or greater. That's a significant number. That puts him amongst active players right near the top. I mean, he has a strong leg, and boy, he just looks to keep getting better. 14 in a row.
He's off to a great start.
Absolutely. He started great last year and then tailed off a little bit. So how do you take a kicker and keep him consistently?
Well, he's got to learn from what it was that he did well last year and what it was that went away from him, and make sure that he's learned that lesson and he's better in the second half this year.
Two 54-yard field goals in the same game. It was awesome to watch. We take a break. Come back more with the head coach of the Jaguars after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show on Jaguars Radio. Fans, you can text BBQ to 72239. That's BBQ 72239. And enter for a chance to win the Sonny's Game Ball Delivery Contest. You can hand the game ball to the referee when the Jaguars host the Texans. That's the next home game on November the 27th. You're gone for quite a while now here. Not home, away next week, bye week.
3 weeks.
Indianapolis, Cleveland. 4 weeks. Yeah, you're 4 weeks away. So,
that'll be good because the fair has to come.
Absolutely, got to come through.
Fair comes through, Florida,
weekend.
Georgia.
Absolutely.
We got Tent City set up. We're setting up.
Not that you would know. You have a short week to prepare.
Not that I'll be out there.
I was just about to say. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just aware of it.
Yeah, not drive, that you drive wouldn't mind a little it. Of that barbecue that they're cooking out there.
No, cold beer and barbecue sounds pretty good, actually.
There you go, folks. If you've got your radio on, west side of the stadium. All right, Jim joins us from Arlington up next. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Just a quick comment and a question. Outstanding pickup with Nick Harris, both holding the ball for Scobie and his punt. It was just a really good pickup. And I was surprised that Baltimore, 2 minutes and 2 seconds left, they actually did an onside kick where they could have, you know, worked the clock better by kicking off deep. But that's my comment. My question is, Coach, your routine's a little different with a short week versus a 7-day week, and then next week you've got the bye week. How do you approach both the short week and the bye week? And I'll take it off the air.
Okay, appreciate the call tonight, Jim. This week right here is not as dramatic of a change for us. Basically, today is a combination of Monday and Tuesday, and so in terms of preparation, the players aren't in unless they were injured or had a nagging injury or a treatment that they needed to get for a tune-up. So they were off today. All right, the coaches are game planning like they would have all day Monday and all day Tuesday, and they cram it into one day. So that's where the preparation is a little different. Beyond that, we'll lighten up the workload tomorrow, and then we're into a fairly normal finish to the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, on up into down into Houston for the game. So the difference will be on that Thursday night game.
I was about to say, that's a short week.
That's going to be a tough one. Thursday night game, and we travel. That's going to be that'll be something.
And
so,
luckily, it's just Atlanta, not Seattle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think the league pays a little attention to some of that.
You'd
but,
hope so.
Anyway, so that'll be the real challenge. So we're okay on this one. It's just a little bit of a cram session for the coaches. The players will be a little bit sore early in the week, and we'll have to be smart about how we work them. On the bye week, the new collectively bargained agreement has, you know, stipulations on downtime that you must provide for the players, and so we'll have a long weekend that is basically called for, laid out in the CBA. So we'll be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they get, you know, they get the opportunity to have a long weekend. And as coaches, we'll take some time to prepare and look at things we did well in the first half of the year, things we want to do better. Identify, maybe study a couple of teams that are doing things, you know, particularly well in different areas of the field. It was red zone, that are down, those types of things, and use our time that way. And then kind of hone in on the fundamentals of our own football team, things we want to stress to finish the season strong. And so that's a little bit how we use the bye week. But appreciate the call, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate it. We need to take a break. We'll come back. More to come with head coach Jack Del Rio after this quick timeout. You're listening on Jaguars, on the Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. We go immediately to the phone lines. Joe is across the river in Arlington, and he's on with the head coach. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jack. Hey, just want to say, huge fan. You guys played great football last night defensively. It was reminiscent of glory days defense with Stroud and Henderson and Darius in the backfield. Did a great job. It looked like the Monday night game against the Steelers. When
it
started
did.
Out 9-0.
It did feel like that. In fact, I thought we were going to have something very similar, 9 or 12.
Yeah,
that during
I
the broadcast. It
yeah.
felt exactly the same. It did. It did.
Yeah. I just want to say, Jack, I mean, defense looks outstanding, but and I'm sure a lot of people have commented about this before, but the offense, it looks so lackluster. I mean, why aren't we spreading out the offense and running play action, Maurice Jones-Drew? I see so much of the same play calling with Maurice up the middle, I formation, and, you know, we're not spreading the ball out, getting the ball to Mercedes, you know, do some of those end-arounds with Mike Thomas, you know, really expound on our offense. We got some talent. Let's utilize it. I feel like it's underutilized, and this season could be changed around if we had just an increase in our offense just by a little bit.
Yeah, well, I can assure you that we've got very qualified coaches that are working very hard to get all that done. And
yeah.
Thoughts in terms of spreading out, packing in, loading up, five out, two out, you know, max routes. I mean, there's so many different ways. Look, it comes down to executing the play. And, you know, if we don't fumble on the one, if we catch the ball that's, you know,
for Mercedes on that opening
first and
drive
goal on a three or whatever it is, I mean, you know, you have to make some plays. You make those plays and it feels different. And until then, you continue to work and you stay together. And look, you know, you can X and O it all you want, and that's certainly a very important part of it. And ultimately, it comes down to us sticking together and us working on it and us working on the execution of the plays we're running. And and when we do those things, you know, that becomes a non-question. So I understand what you're saying. I really do. And believe me, we as a staff are working very hard to make sure we're given opportunities for our playmakers to make plays. And, you know, we do hammer Maurice Jones-Drew into the middle. And that's been our most consistent play, you know. And so
he likes it.
He likes it. And our team, I mean, you know, look – one of the reasons we won the game last night is that we were stubbornly committed to slamming Maurice into that Ravens. That
pitch count
defense
was out the window last night, baby.
If you, I'm just telling you, if you don't play it like that, and you know you go home because you put it in a quarterback's hands against that defense,
start,
and
right.
all of a sudden he's turning it over and it turns into a different game, but you were more creative. Well, okay, you can do it. You can do it that way. But
12-7 is not good enough.
No, we put a plan together and went out one. And we're aware of the fact that we're going to need to build on that. We're going to need to expand offensively and do more. And, you know, in the meanwhile, we'll continue to do all we can to win while we build the offense.
You betcha. All right, we need a final timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio. All right, welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. The coach has made his way back over to the coaching suite. They've got meetings to get going. Obviously, a short week, not as bad, as you heard the coach explain, as the Thursday night game in December will be. So we'll wrap up this program by reminding you that we get started in Jacksonville with the Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue Tailgate Show. That starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning from Reliant Stadium and right here at Everbank Field. Then we'll bring the rest of the network along at 11 o'clock, pardon, noon, 11 Central, for the Sonny's pregame show, kickoff at 1. Aetna Big Halftime Show, Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show, and so all of that on Sunday morning. And here's the situation. You know, we've been talking about it on the Wednesday show here in Jacksonville, Jaguars this week. You know, and the division's just not running away from anybody. Not the Texans, not the Titans. And so, you know, the Colts, they're not going to go very far. But Jaguars, all of a sudden, with just one win, just one, are only two games back of the Texans, and they get them on Sunday. Now, just think. You win that ball game, you go into your bye week just a game back. Now you got to go on the road to Indy, and I don't care that Peyton's not playing. That's still going to be a challenge with Freeney and Mathis on the field against a rookie quarterback. You got to go to Cleveland. We were there not long ago, and that's not a kind place to be as the weather starts to turn. And Colt McCoy made some plays here. That was a tough game here last year. But, you know, you theoretically could put yourself in a position when the Texans come here the Sunday after Thanksgiving to really maybe stake a claim in the division. We couldn't have this conversation last week. We're talking about a five-game losing streak. We were talking about a team that didn't appear to be going anywhere. And I'm not going to suggest to you that a 12-7 win over the Ravens on Monday Night Football all of a sudden saves the season, but it does give them an opportunity going into Houston. It sets the stage for them, if they can win, to create an opportunity for themselves in the month of November. A lot of things have to fall. A lot of things have to go their way, but the way that the defense played last night, Maurice Jones-Drew getting 100 yards against the Ravens defense, which only gives up an average of 77 yards on the ground per game. Hadn't allowed a 100-yard rusher all season long. Haloti Ngata, Terrence Cody, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, you know the names. And so, you know, the running game, the defense, and then the promise that this quarterback will, maybe I'm crazy, I got to believe that he is going to find that connection to Mercedes Lewis at some point in the near future. So the win last night sets up a win or an opportunity on Sunday to go win, and that's all you can really ask for. So that'll do it for the Jack Del Rio Show. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.